Well, hey, thoughtful leader, welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. On this show, I interview purpose-driven founders, experts, and change makers who are making a real impact in the world. Want to be a guest? Simple. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click podcast. I'd love to promote your story to our audience of over 100,000 and across over 2,300 daily episodes and counting. Want to get booked on other great shows like this? Simple. Go to podverified.com and get your free guest authority score. Thousands of hosts are looking for high-quality guests, and PodVerified connects you the right way. Now, let's dive into today's episode. With us right now, it is Mac King. Mac, you are the co-founder and chief revenue officer for Domain. Your website is meetdomain.com. We're going to be talking e-com. We're going to be talking Shopify. And we're going to talk about B2B in Shopify as well. All kinds of fun things. Before we get into that, Mac, first off, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, excited to be here.
And before we kind of get into your superpowers and the work that Domain does, I always love hearing what high-level leaders and business do for fun. And so when you're not at work and you're kind of doing your own thing, what have you been geeking out on lately?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a member of a local movie theater here in Toronto, which actually you see the posters if you're watching online. In the background, I have four different custom-made posters from different local movies that I've seen. It's actually the oldest cinema in Toronto, opened since 1913. So the first 30 or 40 years the movie theater was open, it just showed silent movies. And I'm a member, it means I get to go to all the movies for free, and free popcorn, free drinks. I go probably twice a week, solo or with my wife when she'll come.
No kidding. Now, are you seeing both classic and new releases?
It's basically all classics. Sometimes they'll have a new release run, but you know, for example, you see The Godfather, 40th year anniversary or 50th year anniversary.
Yeah. So,
you know, Children of Men I saw 2 weeks ago. That's Austin Powers, right? So they show the anniversary movies usually.
You know, I absolutely love the experience of going to the movies. I would say my wife and I probably see about three to five a month. Now we're seeing new releases, but we like going and seeing independent stuff. Basically, you know, if it's a 80% or better on Roddy T's, we're going.
Sure. You know, and you kind of pick a lane too, right? Like I'm actually behind on new releases because I go to this movie theater. It's called The Review so often. So I'm like seeing all these classics and, you know, and getting schooled in, you know, old Japanese classics from 1980s. But I haven't seen F1 movie, which I'm dying to see.
And it's great. Yeah.
Is it good? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it is. It's terrific. You know, there have actually been some really great summer movies. That's absolutely one of the ones. How to Train Your Dragon was surprisingly, I thought was great for kind of a family movie.
Really?
I loved Superman. And I think I normally would have given it an 8. But I think given the message and the timing, I'm giving it a bonus point and calling it a solid 9, which that's getting into very rare air for me. Most movies are a 7.
I've heard that you're now the second person that's given me that same piece of feedback. So I'm going to see it. I've decided.
Yep. It was the Superman that the kind of more the Christopher Reeves kind of Superman, you know, he's just inspires kindness and goodness, right? And I just thought it was just well done. I hear there's really great buzz for the second season of Peacemaker too. So we'll see. We'll see what James Gunn continues to do. So far, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think things are going okay there. So, and boy, I would love to geek out with you on classic movies. Maybe, I don't know if you have like a blog post or social media where you kind of share some of your discoveries, but I love hearing from people that, you know, they find a classic movie, you know, it's kind of always been on their list. Like I finally, like just me getting around to finally seeing Seven Samurai, and what a journey that was. I mean, it's just, and by the end, you know, cause it's, I don't know. I can't describe it right now. I don't, we need to move on. But we'll do cinema talk another time. All right. So Mac, we need to talk about Domain. Tell me what Domain is.
Sure. Yeah, we're a Shopify specific agency or IT services business, meaning we help brands that are either moving to Shopify or already on Shopify sell more. You know, it's that simple. We design, build, integrate, launch their online brands on both D2C and B2B experiences using the platform.
All right. So I would love to hear what is going on. Obviously, you spend most of your waking business hours thinking about working within the Shopify ecosystem and advising around that. So what is going on in the Shopify world?
Lots of things lately. I mean, the most obvious one is the same thing that's going on in every business world. I assume every business world. I'm only in this small corner of the internet, which is the Shopify ecosystem. But yeah. AI is the hot topic. Shopify is a company. I mean, they released their earnings a couple of weeks ago and absolutely crushed on the back of a lot of AI announcements. You know,
wow. the
company is really committed to going all in on AI tooling and looking for efficiencies within the org. So, you know, we've followed suite. Like, it's become really important to us as a Shopify partner, as the largest Shopify partner, to be able to use AI tools. You know, one thing that's really top of mind for all brands right now, which is, I think, really firing me up, it's very exciting, is discoverability. People are using ChatGPT now to do their shopping for them. I got invited to an event next week in the Hamptons, and they told me my dress code was, hey, they're like, dressed high-end Hamptons casual. And I thought, what the bleep does that mean? So I go to ChatGPT, type in what does high-end Hamptons casual mean from a dress code perspective. And then all of a sudden I'm shopping. You know, you're using ChatGPT as your own shopping interface, looking for brands, looking for products, finding an outfit. So basically what that means is that we help brands use and show up on ChatGPT as a result, because this is where shoppers are going. This is what the future looks like. It's still a small percentage of overall shoppers right now, mm-hmm. but it's going to get big. So that's the kind of what we're all obsessed with in the Shopify world right now, is how is AI really going to impact this ecosystem, and how can brands kind of be in the right place at the right time?
Yeah, well, I obviously, you know, I was just talking with someone about the value of, you know, search or AI search as opposed to, you know, SEO search. So someone who's like searching on Google and they click on something and, you know, the value of that user versus the value of someone who's been having a conversation with AI, kind of talking very personally about like what they're looking for. And then AI gives a product recommendation. I know I do this a lot in Perplexity, but yeah, it really is interesting to see what the future of shopping is. You know, I think sometimes, you know, we go and we want to be enticed. We want to window shop and say, oh, what's calling to me? And a lot of times I think, you know, shoppers kind of have an idea what they want and they don't want to mess around, right? And just, they want to feel like they're getting the direct answer. So Shopify kind of what builds a, and I'm not familiar, but so are you saying that Shopify kind of has a built-in chat interface now to kind of help you with what you want, or is that
somewhat.
Is it the stores can implement that for their storefront?
Yeah, there's things that store owners can do that helps them show up on ChatGPT's interface or Perplexity's interface, right? That's the interface that they should be concerned about. That's where people like you, Josh, and me, and you know, other folks who are using Perplexity more and more, or Claude, or you know, Google AI mode. Like that's where they're interfacing with, you know, how do I find an outfit for a wedding next weekend? So what we do is we help brands who are using Shopify make sure that they show up in those places, right? It's that simple. And there's like this bag of tricks that these online stores can do in order to make sure that they're showing up. And that's just one of the ways. I think the other way to consider AI when it comes to online shopping is, how do you replicate an in-store experience online?
Yeah.
That's what the best online stores do. So, you know, you walk into your favorite shop, maybe you like high-end menswear, and someone knows your name and goes, oh, hi, Mr. Elledge, like, how you doing? What would you like? I know your size. Come over here, grab a cup of coffee, wait in the waiting room. Well, how do we replicate some of those like clienteling experiences through the online interface? And a lot of that comes like to building, using AI native tools on the front end of the online store, which may be a little bit technical, but ultimately what that means is like, how do brands, you know, stay at the forefront and stay technically engaged with what AI tools are working to replicate an in-store experience, but do it on a website.
Really exciting. So I would imagine that's probably some of the, well, when you are working with a client, I would imagine that, you know, if it's something that they largely put together in years past, what are they generally, Mac? Are most people coming in because they just need a general kind of facelift for their storefront when they work with domain, or are you doing much more behind the scenes in terms of features and technology?
Depends. I mean, you know, it really depends if they have an existing digital, you know, if they have a need for a digital transformation. So a lot of these companies that are selling online, you know, we are our client Fenty Beauty, which is owned by Kendo, right? Fenty Beauty was originally created by Rihanna. It's a skincare and beauty line, and you know, this is the big business, and so they've got a lot of back end systems. You know, and they need to figure out shipping and inventory management and, you know, enterprise resource management, ERP, and their order management. So a lot of different systems, kind of speaking behind the scenes, will help be able to connect these systems to each other. And then also on the front end, on the actual client customer facing side of things, we'll give it a facelift, as you mentioned, you know, design and build a beautiful on brand experience for that website. Make sure that when a customer goes to a website, they want to feel something. They want to feel like, oh, I this brand resonates with me. You know, I like the imagery. I like the look and feel. I like the way, you know, that. Have you ever been lost on a website? All of a sudden, 5 minutes later, you're like halfway down an About Us page. You're like, why did I end up here? Well, that's the way a website feels, you know, and that's how it's built.
I love it. On your website, you'd mentioned that I guess I'd not really thought about this, but using Shopify in B2B, how are some B2B business owners leveraging Shopify?
Yeah, it's surprising, right? People think Shopify, they think direct to consumer online stores, right? I'm using Shopify to sell a Stanley mug online. But there's this burgeoning, you know, like total addressable market that's coming and using Shopify for B2B sales, you know, the unsexy stuff, not the consumer facing brands. You meaning the Shopify has a number of tools, actually they're terming, you know, aptly B2B, that helps brands that are selling to businesses only unlock different pricing structures, you know, based off of login details, you know, all the things you would expect as a wholesaler logging into a wholesale portal. Well, you can actually do that on Shopify, which I think a lot of people don't think that way, but it's all true. It's all there.
So looking forward, what trends? I mean, you mentioned something about, and by the way, I'd encourage anyone who's listening, go to meetdomain.com so you can see your website. Your website is gorgeous, and definitely, like, it definitely communicates a vibe.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's I guess you know, in terms of, like, you know, trends moving forward, I think we're going to continue to see you know, AI. We're going to continue to see more immersive experiences from a shopping perspective. What is kind of on the roadmap that you've seen? What is kind of coming down the pike that is maybe not here right now, but if someone is trying to be forward thinking, you know, we're having this conversation here at the end of August, September 2025. Where are we headed?
Well, I'm going to give you a surprising answer, which is a mobile app. You know, I think a lot of people think that mobile apps are on their way out. You know, the same way anyone who has an iPhone or an Android phone has a mobile app on their device. What if every brand had their own mobile app on your customers' devices? That's a big unlock for online stores, for direct-to-consumer brands, is, you know, chatting with their customers in something as personal as their own phone, being able to send push notifications instead of sending emails. You know, as a consumer, I think anyone who's ever shopped online or ever been online gets emails every Black Friday weekend of like, hey, you know, our underwear is 40% off, shop now. You know, those promotional emails you get from all of the online stores you've ever even visited. Well, every one of those emails costs that brand money to send you. You know, that's 15 cents every single time you see an email. And if you click the email, that costs another 25 cents. So what's happening is that these online brands right now are trying to do more with their current customers and not kind of like dumping money into paid spend channels like email, SMS, paid media. So if you build your own loyalty, build your own network of people who are using a mobile app to log into your online store, then you don't have to pay for those customers and you don't have to pay to market to them. And I think that's a kind of a clever unlock for brands and something that's trending up more and more.
Yeah. Hey, Mac. So for a friend that's been listening to our conversation and they're ready to explore a little bit more, can you share both resources for folks that just want to explore more and learn more about Domain's expertise? And I don't know if you have anything that they can kind of dive into a little bit. And then, of course, you know, for someone's like, well, look, I just need a conversation here, kind of what their path might be.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for teeing that up. I mean, you know, as you mentioned, we have a nice website. Check out our website. We design and build websites for a living. So we felt that like it's important for us to build our own site that is easily accessed by potential clients, you know, people who are looking to sell something online and who are looking to use Shopify. That's the first step. If someone's looking to sell something online and also will be using Shopify to do it, then you might want to talk to us or someone like us. You know, maybe we're not the right fit, but, like come to our website, fill out our contact form, get in touch and check out our work. I think that's the important key piece is like, do you see a brand that we've worked with, that we've designed, that we've launched, that resonates with you in the way that you want your brand to be presented online? So go to our work page. And if something resonates with you, then reach out and let's chat about it.
I love it. All right. So again, the website, meetdomain.com, and that's DOMAINE. And we have that all linked up in the show notes. And again, Matt King, you're the co-founder and chief revenue officer. It's been great to have you. Thank you so much for sharing your insights.
Thank you for having me, Josh. I've really enjoyed chatting with you.
If you've enjoyed this conversation, I'd love to invite you to share your message with the world at podverified.com, where thousands of podcast hosts and thoughtful guests are connecting the right way. PodVerified helps match you with the right stages for your level of authority. No more wasting time on brand new shows that just aren't a fit. Your guest authority score is free, and so are your first two podcast matches. Come hang out with me there. I'd love to learn more about your business, support your mission, and help promote you far and wide. Just head to www.podverified.com to get started. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest right here on The Thoughtful Entrepreneur, just go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. Thanks for being a part of this movement. We rise by lifting others.